Globalist takeover, ex-Eurocrat Donald Tusk installed as Polish Prime Minister, vows closer EU ties and support for Ukraine. By Kurt Zindelka on December 12, 2023. Incoming Globalist Prime Minister of Poland Donald Tusk promised closer ties with the EU and to be a champion for the war in Ukraine after receiving the official backing of the parliament in Warsaw on Monday. Globalist governance is set to return to the Polish Sejm, with a coalition of left and neoliberal parties officially rejecting the Conservative Law and Justice Party, Peace, of former Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, who delivered his resignation to President Andrzej Duda late Monday evening, ending 8 years in power for the party. Although the Peace secured more votes than any other party in October's elections, it fell short of the necessary share to secure a majority in the parliament, leaving room for former European Council Chief Donald Tusk to form a coalition government. On Monday, the parliament backed Tusk to become PM by a margin of 248 to 201. Tusk and his government will officially be sworn in on Wednesday. However, he took to the floor of the parliament on Tuesday to lay out his globalist vision for the country. In a sign of things to come, he announced that one of his first acts as prime minister will be to lead the country for a summit in Brussels. The symbolism will not be lost on Warsaw watchers, given that Tusk, who previously served as Polish prime minister, abandoned his post to take on the far more lucrative top gig at the European Union's executive arm in 2014. Tusk said that his aim will be for Poland to regain its role as an EU leader. However, others have taken this to mean the opposite and that he will fall in line with the wishes of leaders in Berlin, Brussels, and Paris. Peace President Jarosław Kaczynski even went so far as to brand Tusk an agent of Germany. Asked whether he supported Kaczynski's comments on Tuesday, Peace MP Paweł Jabłoński said per Rzeczpospolita, "I believe that this formulation is inappropriate when it is not based on facts. When it is based on facts, unfortunately, it is the sad truth. Donald Tusk pursued a policy in the interests of Germany that was contrary to Poland's interests." Conversely, globalist figures outside of Poland were quick to heap praise on the former Eurocrat, including European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, whom the Associated Press said could hardly contain her elation in congratulating Tusk. "Your experience and strong commitment to our European values will be precious in forging a stronger Europe for the benefit of the Polish people," the EU chief gushed on social media. Polish media also claimed that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was one of the first international leaders to personally congratulate Tusk. Relations have been frayed between Kyiv and Warsaw over the past year after the European Union moved to allow duty-free agricultural imports from Ukraine into the bloc, which farmers, particularly in Eastern Europe, claimed would threaten their business given the cheaper cost of labor and land in the former Soviet state. While the peace government had vowed to attempt to impose unilateral sanctions on food imports, Polish farmers in the meantime have enacted a trucker blockade at the Ukraine border, disrupting not only the flow of food but reportedly of armaments into Ukraine as well. Tusk vowed that he would seek an end to the blockade, while pledging continued support for Ukraine against Russia, saying that he would loudly and decisively demand the full mobilization of the free world, the Western world, to help Ukraine in this war. In a veiled shot at Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, who has been one of the leading voices calling for peace talks in Europe, Tusk said, "There is no alternative to this way of thinking. I can no longer listen to some European politicians from other Western countries who say something about being tired of the situation in Ukraine. They are tired. They say it to President Zelensky's face that they no longer have the strength, that they are exhausted. Poland's task, the new government's task, but also the task of all of us, is to loudly and firmly demand the full determination from the entire Western community to help Ukraine in this war. I will do this from day one." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.